This is Mornings
with Ali Clark.
Online and on mobile. ABC Adelaide.
Well, if you're getting ready for Easter or you just want to delve into Greek life, you can do that now thanks to a local author. She's put out a beautiful book about family, culture and food. Her name is Eugenie Pantahos, the author of Greek Life, and she's in the studio. Good morning, Eugenie.
Hello, Ellie. How are you?
Yeah, good. Sorry, Eugenia, I should say. Sorry. This is an absolutely stunning book. We'll get to the trials, tribulations, fun of self-publishing in a sec, but how did it actually all come about?
It came about one summer afternoon when I was at my beach house preparing for Greek Easter, and my children were at the beach and I had a computer there, my husband's laptop, and I thought, well, I'll just type up this recipe and I'll just start and have the recipe there. And when the girls came back, we started making the biscuits and it grew from there. So this afternoon actually gave me time to understand that I was a custodian of the knowledge that I'd received from my parents, especially from my mother, and how was I going to pass that on to my three daughters? Oh. So I really felt this kind of ownership,
So you talk about being a custodian of what your parents have passed down. Now, was it your parents that came over to Australia?
They did. Yes. My father came in 1955. They were already married and had three children. So he came in 1955 and started his life here, and my mother came in 1961 with the three children, so they actually had 6 years apart. Wow. Which is really just quite remarkable. So it took a lot of courage and vision for them to sacrifice 6 years to come to a beautiful country that they call home.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about getting ready for Easter. Yes. I come from white, Caucasian, Anglo-Saxon background, so for us it's the eggs, it's the bunny, and that's about and as much chocolate as you can legitimately stuff in your face, basically. what does Easter in Greek culture mean, and what are some of the things that you do? Like you mentioned the biscuits then.
Yes. So traditionally, 3 weeks before Great Lent, we have a time of festivities. So we actually have, like, in Greece they celebrate with masquerade parties, and it's actually, you know, quite a fun time to be in Greece at that time. And then slowly there's the diet changes. So for 1 week you stop eating meat, and the next week you stop eating dairy, and from there Great Lent starts. So Great Lent actually started yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that means 40 days of preparation, so eating a plant-based diet and preparing for Easter and having a time of reflection and renewal, and have that spiritual sense. So Easter is, the build-up to Easter includes a lot of baking a few days before. So beautiful biscuits and a beautiful sweet bread called tsoureki, and the red dyed eggs, and then lamb, traditional lamb. Mm. So it's kind of like a time to reflect and renew.
Well, and all the recipes are actually in this book. That's one of the things I found so interesting, because, like I said, our cooking and our family wasn't like this, and it's a beautiful cultural history. Do your daughters, your three daughters, understand the importance of what you've tried to do to cross that generational gap from your parents and their parents, and bring all the Greek culture through to your daughters?
They appreciate the effort and they've embraced it. So that's all I can ask for, really. Mm. I think time will tell, too. I think the other thing is I've had lots of people reach out to me to say to me that my book has actually allowed them to re-embrace their culture, because they have a deeper understanding about the reason why we do certain things and why we celebrate in certain ways.
Because so often you just go along with the celebration. Yeah, this is what we do at this time of year, but not really necessarily having that understanding of why.
That's right. So it's become a very meaningful book for my children and for others in general. So the food in the book is pretty much representative of the Mediterranean diet. So it's a plant-based diet, and it's a diet that it's more of a lifestyle than a diet. Mm. So it includes having generous amounts of olive oil and using fresh herbs and spices, limiting meat and poultry to a couple of times a month, but actually having seafood a couple of times a week, mm-hmm. Including nuts and seeds in the diet, and honey and cinnamon, And the other thing is limiting dairy. So dairy is really consumed in the way of feta cheese and yogurt rather than milk products.
Sitting and drinking, yeah, mm. Okay.
And then the lifestyle part of it, and that's in the book, is the celebration. So it's about eating together as a family, storytelling, community service, you know, being connected and having a meaningful existence. Dancing, exercise through incidental things like dancing and walking and working in the garden, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My guest is Eugenia Panderhos, author of Greek Life, Family, Culture and Food. You speak very fondly about the history that your family has. How are the older generations treated in Greek culture?
With a great deal of respect. Mm. they are revered, and passing on stories is really important. So actually that sharing of stories and knowledge is critical, I think, to a Greek family. And the elders are respected.
So is that one of the more enjoyable parts of doing and writing this book, going back and collecting all those stories? And have you travelled back to Greece?
I have travelled back to Greece a number of times. The stories, interestingly enough, have been collected over 30 years. Mm. So whenever I'd be with my parents, something would come up and, you know, I'd grab a receipt or an envelope and start writing down those little stories.
Good lady.
So it's a culmination of a lot of work. The actual book took about 5 years to put together. And as I said, it was a private book for my three daughters initially. My readers actually pick up on that and they can feel the love in the book. So they actually know that it's been written from a place of just pure intention, I think. Mm. And so the other thing is... I forgot the question now.
Well, we started by talking about, you know, going through and collecting all these stories and the way that older generations are revered. Self-publishing, how do you go about that then?
Well, you go to a cafe.
And you spend a lot of time.
and you hope that someone's going to cross your path. No. Yeah. That's exactly what happened to me, though. I met my editor at a cafe in a chance meeting.
Wow.
And I heard her talking about books. This is Melissa Sheldrick. And I had the courage at that moment to actually ask her and say, you know, are you a publisher? And she said, no, I'm an editor. And I said, oh, well,
I've got
that's
a few
exactly
book
what
receipts.
I need.
Yeah, I've got a few book receipts I'm going through here with scribbles on the back. she must have said, great, come on in.
Well, at that time, I'd actually finished the book.
And so it was ready
it's amazing.
Go.
It was there ready to go.
Serendipitous.
It's serendipitous, yeah.
Well, where can people get, I mean, without mentioning specific bookshops, being that we are with the ABC, is it available in bookshops?
It is available.
Okay.
The best thing to do is to visit my website, mm-hmm. GreekLifestyle.com.au, where people can connect with me on social media and they can see the list of stockists and learn more about my book.
Well, it is beautiful. Thank you very much, Eugenia Panderhos, for coming in. Greek Life, Family, Culture and Food.
Thank you, Ali. I appreciate the time.